Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Cassandra. How are you doing today? That's amazing. I am so excited that you're here and that it's finally the Christmas season. Well, unless you come from one of those families where Christmas starts November 1st. Anywho, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. On the count of three, say one of your favorite Thanksgiving foods that you got to eat. Ready? One, two, three. Wow. Honestly, I couldn't hear any of that because I'm not in the same room as you, but I'm sure it was all so, so yummy. Today, you and I are going to talk about how we can come to God with a grateful heart. And it's actually our power truth today, so say this with me. Say, come to God with a grateful heart. Awesome. Did you know that in the Bible, it says in Psalm 95:2, let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. So it's not exactly talking about the holiday Thanksgiving, but it is talking about coming to God thankful or grateful. But what does the word grateful mean? Does it mean one that is full of greatness? Or does it simply just mean being thankful? Well, it is a similar thing to thankful appreciation for all you have and all that is done for you. Okay, how many of you are so excited about Christmas? Me too! It's my favorite time of the year. It's the time we celebrate Jesus' birth. It's also a time where we spend fun time with family and friends, and we get to eat delicious, sweet, sugary cookies and candies, and we get to give and receive gifts. It's the best. I'm sure many of you already have your Christmas lists written out or have at least been thinking about it. When I was a kid, back in 96, I used to pull out my favorite toy catalogs and circle all the things I wanted and then give it to my parents. Now, it didn't mean I would always get the things I wanted when I wanted them, but it didn't stop me from asking. Our parents don't have to buy us exactly what we want. But when they do, it's because they love us and want to bless us. Have you ever stopped to think about that? Sometimes our parents tell us no, don't they? Have you ever seen a child that doesn't get what they want and, well, they kind of explode into a rage of tears and yelling and you're just kind of walking down the aisle thinking, wow, I'm glad that's not me. Yeah, it's not pretty. Now, I'm sure when you don't get your way, and mom or dad says, no, you can't have 32 pieces of candy right before bed, you probably don't just burst into song complaining about how much you want that candy. I mean, nobody just bursts into song at random times.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. What? Only a hippopotamus will do.
Time out!
What's happening? Why'd you stop the music?
Agent Jackson, why are you singing about hippopotamus?
Hippopotamuses?
Anyways, hippos! Why are you singing about hippos?
Well, I just really want one. And are you saying I can't have one? Because I don't think I could handle that. I've already got a name and everything.
Okay, you know what? This reminds me. It's time for us to play a game.
Ooh, goody! I love a game!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for that popular game show, Who is Grateful? Okay, let's call up Agent Jackson.
Yay!
And let's see, me! So, let's welcome contestant number one, Agent Jackson. And here we have contestant number two, moi, Agent Cassandra. Alrighty then, here is how the game works. Instead of me asking you a question, Agent Jackson, I'm gonna have you ask me, the host, for something. And well, I guess I'll have to ask me for something too, and then we'll see if we have it, I guess. Okay, you know what? It sounds confusing, but don't worry about it. Let's start with contestant number one. Go ahead, Agent Jackson. Ask me for anything.
Wow. Anything? Oh, okay. This is a lot of pressure. Okay. Okay. I think I got it. Can I have an Oreo fudge sundae?
Ooh, that is a great request, Agent Jackson. Unfortunately, I don't have the stuff for an Oreo fudge sundae, but I can give you a lollipop.
What? A lollipop?
Mm.
A lollipop?
Yep.
This is the best you could do?
Yikes. Moving on to contestant number two. Oh my gosh, okay. I'm so nervous. Well, there's really no reason to be nervous. It's just your turn to ask me, yourself, for something. And go. Okay, I think I would like a hula hoop. Well, it just so happens that we happen to have one of those just for you. Really? Wow, this is the best gift ever. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What? That's not fair. Wait, how did you have that for her? But not,
Well, this game isn't called Is It Fair? It's called Who Is Grateful? And give it up for our contestants, Agent Jackson and Agent Cassandra. You did great. You can head out now.
I'm just going to go to Dairy Queen. I'll see you guys later.
All right, heroes. That was a little bit of a silly example, but who do you think was more grateful? That's right. I mean, contestant number two. All right. You might not be able to understand why contestant number one didn't even say thank you for the lollipop, but even though this game was pretend, I want to tell you a real story about something just like this. In the book of Luke, there is a story recorded about 10 lepers. How many? That's right, 10. 10 lepers. And lepers are people who suffer from a disease called leprosy. Leprosy causes you to have sores all over your body, and you could even lose a body part. Because it's highly contagious, and at the time that this story is told, there was no known cure for it, anyone who had leprosy was cast out of the town. They were very lonely because they couldn't be around people. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." They had heard that Jesus could heal and answer their prayers, so they were hoping he would. The Bible says that Jesus told them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." That sounds like a funny thing to say, but it was actually very important. Back then, a leper went to see the priest when he was well. So Jesus was telling them that they would be well if they believed him and went to the priest. On the way, one of the men looked down and gasped, "Look," he said excitedly, "my leprosy is gone. Jesus made me well." Suddenly, they all realized that they were all well. The lepers were so excited. No longer would they have to be outcasts from everyone they knew. People would talk to them again, and they could live a normal life. One man knew that he needed to thank Jesus for what he had done. He was so glad that he ran all the way back. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him with a loud voice. Jesus was glad to see him, but he also said to him, "Where are the other people? Are you the only one who has returned?" Jesus praised the man for coming back and told him that his faith in God had made him well. So, how many lepers were there again? Oh, right, 10. And how many came back to thank Jesus? Just one. But notice that the man who came back appeared to have received more from Jesus. So what does it look like when you and I are thankful? What does thankfulness look like? I like to think about it like this. With me, I have a thankful bag. It's a bag full of things that we might normally take for granted. Here's what's inside. The first thing is a toothbrush. Most of us don't think twice about our toothbrush. But did you know that there are families in Ecuador who can only afford one toothbrush for their entire family? They have to share one toothbrush with everyone in their home. The second item I have is a pair of shoes and socks. Now, we all have shoes and socks. And there's a good chance that you have more than two pairs of shoes at your home. We are so blessed in America. We don't think about the little things like shoes and socks. Did you know that there are boys and girls in many other parts of the world that have never owned a pair of shoes or socks? They don't own not even one pair of shoes. No matter what the weather is like, they have to go barefoot. Warm, cold, rain, snow, they have to go barefoot. Next is a bar of soap. How many of you fight your moms and dads when they say it's time to take a bath? Maybe you get a little cranky. Did you know that in Sierra Leone, many children have no clean water? They have no place to bathe, no running water, and no soap. I have one last item in my bag. It's a Bible. Many of you own your own Bibles. Maybe you have four, five, or even more Bibles in your home. There are places in the world where the people don't even own one Bible, or it's against the law to have one. Like, they could even be killed if they have a Bible in their home. The Bible says every good gift comes from God. Have you stopped lately and thought about all the good things you have in your life? Have you told your parents thank you for all the things they do and give you? Have you told God thank you? Today, let's come to God with a grateful heart. So right where you are, let's all just take a moment to tell God thanks. Let's pray and tell him all the things that we're grateful for today. God, I'm so thankful that you love me, that you have chosen me for a mission. Lord, I'm thankful that there is breath in my lungs, there is food on my table, and I have family and friends. God, I'm so thankful that you keep me safe, that you protect me, that you are always with me. Heroes, I have another challenge for you today. I want you to find someone to say thank you to. There are people in your life that do a lot for you to keep you safe and loved. And I want you to find one of those people and just simply tell them thank you. Thank you for all that you do for me. As heroes, we should be looking for things in our life every single day to be thankful for. And remember to tell those people that you're thankful for. And just like the one leper who came back to Jesus to thank him, grateful hearts always bring more good things. Let me pray over you. God, I am so thankful for this incredible hero who is listening right now. God, I thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for their life, God. God, I'm thankful that you go with them everywhere they go, God. There is not one moment that you ever leave them. God, would you help them to have a grateful heart, Lord? To look for things in their everyday life, God, and be reminded that those good things, they come from you, Lord. God, we come to you with a heart full of thanksgiving. Thank you for loving us and showing us the way. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Awesome, heroes. Well, that brings us to the end of today's training. We are so proud of you. You are becoming the incredible hero that God has made you to be. We'll see you next time, but always remember, the world needs a hero like you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.